Seaweed could be the country's new big industry. While some companies harvest seaweed in New Zealand, there are no large-scale commercial farms or hatcheries. Samantha Gee went along to the Seaweed Summit in Nelson.
Fisherman Bren Smith became an ocean farmer when the search for sustainability led him to oysters, mussels, and then seaweed. He now farms shellfish and seaweed in Long Island Sound, off the coast of New York.
The power of seaweed and seaweed farming is, one, it's regenerative. So we're sequestering carbon, nitrogen, rebuilding reefs. It's zero input, so no fresh water, no fertilizer, no feed. Makes it the most sustainable food on the planet. And like anybody who's growing food that doesn't require inputs, it's going to make it really affordable in this era of climate change.
He's speaking in Nelson, where he says those farming shellfish are already well poised to use their skills to farm seaweed.
So that whole supply chain is here already, and I wouldn't be surprised if New Zealand leaps ahead of the US because of the planning and also the existing infrastructure and skills.
It could soon be a reality in the Bay of Plenty, where Te Whanau Apanui have plans to establish a commercial seaweed farm off the coast of Te Kaha. Hayden Reid of Te Whanau Apanui says the iwi has signed a partnership deal with one of the largest seaweed producers in North America that has farms in Mexico and Alaska.
The science and the knowledge of the industry is growing in New Zealand, so it makes good sense to step into that space that they're already very aware of. They've been exporting crayfish for 30, 35 years. They've had quota for a number of years, almost as long as that, I think, as well. So this is just a natural extension of what they've been doing, and it's a new industry globally, so they're picking up the ball and running with it.
Cawthron Institute marine scientist Rob Major says there are a number of potential uses for commercially grown seaweed.
New Zealand's very lucky. We've got 1,000 plus species of seaweed here in New Zealand, many of them are native to New Zealand. We have really good water for growing seaweed, and based on that diversity, there is lots of opportunities for New Zealand seaweed species to be used and have applications that current seaweed species overseas don't really have.
Karingo, a native seaweed that has been eaten for generations by Maori, is very high in protein.
We've got people that are looking at feeding seaweed to cattle to reduce methane emissions. We've got people that are using it for fertilizer. There's the food products. There's also the beauty products. And there's so much good stuff in seaweed. You can extract one thing and then become the waste stream. So you can take multiple things for different companies out of that waste stream.
One of the project's main recommendations has already been met with the launch of a new sector voice, the Aotearoa New Zealand Seaweed Association. It's focused on building a sustainable, high-value seaweed industry for the future.